7 minutes past 9 here in South Africa. It's 7 minutes past 10 in Arafah. Not too long to go before the time of Zawal sets in and before the wukuf of Arafah actually gets underway. Joining us now on the line from the plains of Arafah, we have Maulana Ubay Lorgit from the UK, who's currently on the Hajj and he's a first-time Haji. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, you would have heard a lot about Arafah, you would have seen images, you would have listened to people's experiences, you're an alim, you would have read the different ahadith and texts pertaining to the day. But as a first-time haji that I understand you are, as you walked into Arafah and as you spent the last couple of hours, I would assume, on the plains of Arafah, what has been going through your mind? Take us through your thoughts.
Inshallah, the first, one of the first things a person realizes from Mina to Arafah, the journey, the trip. Of course, this year is slightly different. There's no bed in Hajj. Everything is through the ministry and because of COVID and regulations, so everyone has to go in the bus. But even so, subhanAllah, you realize the distance, mashallah. It must have been in that time when they used to be so less with judge that they probably used to think that why is Arafah so big? Why is Mina so big? Why is Muzdalifah so big? You know, we're very little among people. But subhanAllah, all these years later, you see the hikmah of Allah Ta'ala, how He has made everything very perfect for His creation, mashallah, so that to facilitate the ease of gathering in these blessed places. So when you enter the plains of, and you're going through Muzdalifah, and you're seeing, mashallah, the vast land and the vast nature of the plains, subhanAllah, you know, you are very overwhelmed and also very overwrought that subhanAllah, what a place of barakat.
Now, Maulana, our listeners obviously are accustomed to the usual scenes on the plains of Arafah every year. Millions of people scattered, a sea of white, people just moving around in different directions, different camps, people coming in, coming out. It's only 60,000 people performing Hajj this year. Paint a picture for us. Take us through what you see around you. How are the Hujjaj accommodated? You know, what area of Arafah is actually occupied today? What's it structured like?
We are a little bit further away from the Masjid al-Namira, mm-hmm. because Masjid al-Namira is only accessible to a certain amount of people. Maybe, you know, officials, the imma, the ulama, maybe some VIP people. So what they've done is they've scattered the judge in a socially distanced way. So even the, alhamdulillah, there's many tents, but in each tent, it's not as crowded as we've seen in pictures or heard before, where, you know, mashallah, there's so many bodies and people around. But here, alhamdulillah, everything is very smooth, comfortable. The atmosphere is very serene. Everyone's in anticipation, mashallah, and eager and excited, you know, to get such an opportunity. So there are people moving around, but only within the camp as such, because to go outside the camp is actually ممنوع from the ministry. We're not allowed to go outside the camp. You know, just so control is kept and people stick to the guidelines, especially with the corona. But alhamdulillah, you know, between the camps, you know, the hajis are normal, you know, making friendships, praying, making du'as and askar. Alhamdulillah, just a few, in the last 10 or minutes or so, a little light rain started. You know, a little bit of pitter-patter. So, mashallah. Hujjaj went outside the camps, inside on the pathways, crossways, you know, making du'as to Allah Ta'ala, beseeching Him for themselves and their loved ones. Alhamdulillah, you know, everything is very well organized, mashallah.
And then, Maulanat, you know, this whole experience of Arafah and being there, what is the feeling of the people that are around you, and what is you know, what is the mood like there as they wait for the wukuf of Arafah?
It was a building from last night, as you can imagine. Once you because some of our groups, we went one day early. So we went to Mecca and we reached Mecca on the 7th. So we did tawaf on the 7th. Then we spent the 7th in Mina and also the 8th. And then half of the other people, they came on the 8th. So from the night of the 9th or last night, you know, you could feel people, mashallah, getting excited, asking more questions regarding the masail and the ahkam of Mina, and also of Arafah, what to do in Muzdalifah, you know, asking very enthusiastically to the sheikh that is present there. And they're also looking forward and very eager for this opportunity that, alhamdulillah, we all have here, you know, for our forgiveness. Everyone has understood the importance of such a day. So the mood and the atmosphere is one of real excitement. Alhamdulillah, we're going to get this opportunity where we can stand in the plains of Arafah and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, for our forgiveness and our needs. And people are very eager for this, alhamdulillah.
What's your personal mindset, Mawla? What's your approach? How have you decided to approach the wukuf period, which is to set in shortly?
The main thing is to try, when we came, we decided that we'd try to get ourselves sari from, you know, any necessities, breakfast or whatever was needed to be done. And then also to find a place and settle. And then, inshallah, you know, we will now set up our places within the tent. And we now know that, you know, we're going to have to stay in our area, in our camp. So now it's just trying to make the timetable of, you know, reading our ma'mulat, reading our adhkar and our surahs, and also preparing mentally and thinking of to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to try remember as many people and as many things to ask for as possible with this opportunity.
Mawlana Ubay Sahab, may Allah Ta'ala make the wukuf easy. May Allah accept the wukuf of Arafah and the Hajj from all of the Hujjaj. And please remember the entire Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your duas. Jazakumullah for your time.
Inshallah, we will do. Inshallah. Jazakumullah. You also remember myself and my family too, inshallah.
Barakallah fi. Allah grant you an accepted Hajj and Allah accept all of your duas. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen.